letters to hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers. We got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar.
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. State of emergency is declared in both North Carolina and Virginia as Tropical Storm Ophelia makes its way north along the eastern seaboard. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Ophelia will bring heavy wind, rain, and storm surge up the I-95 corridor from North Carolina all the way to New Jersey later this weekend.
Sustained winds of at least essentially 40 miles per hour or greater are going to occur over a pretty large area of coastal North Carolina, Pamlico, Albemarle Sound regions, much of the Chesapeake Bay, Hampton Roads, out into the Delmarva Peninsula. And those are going to advance northward as we go through tonight and into Saturday, and again over a pretty wide area. We're also looking at the potential for life-threatening storm surge inundation.
Justice Department says Senator Bob Menendez and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes to use his influence to protect three businessmen and benefit the Egyptian government. The Senate Historical Office says the Democrat appears to be the first sitting senator in U.S. history to be indicted on two unrelated criminal allegations. He was charged in 2015 with illegally accepting favors from a Florida eye doctor, a case that ended in a mistrial. The mayor of Dallas has changed political parties.
Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson says he's switching to the Republican Party, making the city the largest in the country to be led by a GOP mayor. Although mayoral offices in Texas are nonpartisan, the switch is a boost for Texas Republicans who have been losing ground around the state's major cities for more than a decade. Johnson made the announcement in an editorial in the Wall Street Journal, explaining he was never a favorite of Democrats in the Capitol and called on mayors to champion law and order and fiscal conservatism. I'm Shelley Adler.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
High-speed rail comes to Florida.
A privately owned high-speed passenger train service has been launched between Florida's two biggest tourist hubs. The Brightline train is a $5 billion bet by owner Fortress Investment Group that eventually 8 million people annually will make the 3.5-hour trip between Miami and Orlando. Friday's launch was marred by the death of a pedestrian who was hit in South Florida on a section of track served by the new route. No deaths caused by Brightline trains have been found to be the